Mountain Town Community Solar wants to make the conversion to solar energy easier and more affordable for Summit County and Wasatch County residents. It's an evolution of Summit Community Solar, a project launched by Summit County in 2013 that provided solar energy installation to 60 homes. Lindsay Walsh with Mountain Town says the vendor they used 2 years ago is the same one they're using again, Alpenglow Solar.
Their experience really gives them a leg up. During the first round of community solar, which was about 2 years ago, they were able to install 330 kilowatts, which was about 60 homeowners participating in the program. And I feel like they ironed out a lot of kinks during that process. Permitting is easier in certain places. Their ability to pull off many installations in a short amount of time really will make them, again, a fabulous choice for us.
Ari Ioannidis, also with Mountain Town Community Solar, says his group can help homeowners wade through the sometimes confusing information about solar energy.
It's complicated. This is not easy. And there's some people out there selling solar who are, it's kind of an emerging, even though the technology's been around for since the 70s, the kind of mass installation of it's kind of new. You know, we've done that homework for you. These guys will put it in right. They've been doing it for years. It's not scary. This process will be very, very easy and cost-effective.
And those cost savings now extend to Wasatch County, and Ioannidis hopes residents there benefit from Park City's experience.
Park City is probably one of the easiest places to have solar put in because of the permitting process is really easy. The city's done a great job, and that came out of the first one.
Yeah.
Also, Summit County, really easy, low cost. It's what we're hearing from all the installers we interviewed was this is probably one of the best places. One of our hopes is by adding Wasatch to this, we can help bring that permitting process easy to the residents of Wasatch as well, because right now it's one of the harder places.
Yeah,
Mountain Town Community Solar coordinates bulk buying for solar energy installation. Ioannidis says it's a good time to save some money while making the change.
We've been looking at the price of solar for a while. It's really leveled out. I've had one put in my old house last summer. It was $350 a watt. This is down below $290 a watt. This is the lowest we've seen it. So for those people who are saying, oh, the price is going to drop, this is the time to do it. This is lower than just about anywhere you can get solar for with a great contractor, a super easy process, and you could start saving money right away.
Yeah, the discount is about 12 to 18% off the national average. The price is that we're offering for Mountain Town Community Solar. So it's a really, really good deal at a great time.
Here's how it works. Mountain Town Community Solar is having a meeting Monday, March 28th at the Jim Santee Auditorium at 6 p.m. There you can get more information on whether solar energy is right for your home. You also need to fill out an interest survey and include your energy consumption history.
We're trying to ease the process as much as possible and scale it up. So what Alpenglow will do as soon as you sign up and they have an address, and it would be really great if you were to log into Rocky Mountain Power, your provider, and provide 12 months of history. So you can call Rocky Mountain or you can log in to your website there and download that information. That helps them size the panels right. Then what they do is they use your address and they use aerial, actually Google Maps, Google Earth to go in and look at your property, look at the roofs, and provide you kind of a preliminary estimate before they even come out. Mm-hmm. And then what that does is allow you to decide how much you want. Oh, this will do 50% of my bill, 75% of my bill, or 100% of my power generation. And then they come out and do the structural survey. So it'll be a much faster, more streamlined process.
For more information, you can go to mountaintowncommunitysolar.org. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.